Paul Southers, two articles. Two articles for us from our Vice Chairman, Paul Southers. Cafe Culture. This is a regular event organised by Hebden Bridge Arts Festival, providing a lively programme of speakers on the first Thursday monthly from 2:30pm in the Riverside Suite at Hebden Bridge Town Hall. Admission is £5, payable on the door. Please call 01422 417 373 for details, or visit www.hebdenbridgeartsfestival.co.uk. The events lined up so far include, on the 7th of March, The Circus, Past, Present and Future; on the 4th of April, Canal and River Trust; and on the 9th of May, Forgotten Female Voices of the Great War. Calderdale Community Transport currently offer a free minibus service to this event, departing from Todmorden Health Centre at 1:30pm and the Community College at 1:45pm. To book your place, contact Matt at CTC on 01422 888 080, or email csdesigns@talktalk.net. Molly and Bill Gathering on Friday the 25th of January at the Fielden Centre, Todmorden. Vice Chair Paul Southers and Secretary Doug Simpson attended this inaugural meeting organised by the Molly and Bill Project, whose aim is to promote well-being and entertainment in local nursing homes through a network of volunteers. We did not know quite what to expect, but were pleasantly surprised to enjoy one of the most eclectic afternoon's entertainment you could imagine, based on a Burns Night theme. First up came a bagpipe player in full Highland dress, filling the room with the sound of laments along with some more familiar Scottish tunes. Next, there was a professional opera singer called Claire Mills. Claire told us she was born in humble Lancashire beginnings, but has since gone on to take part in opera all around the world, including London, Amsterdam and New York. She's living in Hebden Bridge over the winter, bringing what she calls opera to the people by performing in local towns. Her singing was complemented by the splendid acoustics of the Fielden Centre and had the audience mesmerised. Finally, a duet playing guitar and banjo played some country folk songs. If that was not enough, then the shortbread biscuits were worth a visit in their own right. The Molly and Bill Project are hoping that this will become a regular event. The main aim is to integrate nursing home residents into an external community event, but all are welcome to go along and support. The next event will take place on the 22nd of February at the Fielden Centre, commencing 2pm until 4pm, and I understand this is likely to have a Strictly Come Dancing theme.